Greetings, and welcome to Series 2, Part 1 of the Nourish Practice, called Healing from Heartbreak. Heartbreak refers to the difficult emotions we experience after loss or disappointment of any kind, both past and present. This recording is an educational guide for how to embody these challenging feeling states and comprehensively transform their pain into beauty, wisdom, and more love for our own thriving and that of our world. To embody ourselves in the context of healing from heartbreak means to work with and through our difficult emotions by feeling our authentic feelings in our body, being consciously aware of this experience, and relying on our body as a locus for intuitive guidance. Your willingness to explore this practice is an act of self-love and shows that you care enough to want to heal. This is not just a hat tip to your courage and care, but a testament to your desire to become a person of integrity, which is what this work bestows. This second series contains many parts. The first several provide a robust introduction and contextual material before we get to the nuts and bolts of how to engage the practice itself. All parts are crucial to the whole, so please bear with me while I introduce these interrelated pieces. In this first part, I'll introduce topics that I will then cover in progressively greater depth throughout the entire recording. My hope is that proceeding one level at a time will help you assimilate the material more easily. I'll also repeat some concepts to integrate them into novel contexts. This process happens to mimic the integrative nature of the emotional work itself. I'll also include some poems and passages by others to help illustrate certain points. If you hear any terms that are at first unclear to you, please have patience as they will be explained or contexted further along. If you can't relate to some of the material or grasp the ideas presented, don't worry. It might become apparent later or just not be true or helpful for you. Throughout this recording, I'll alternately refer to the process of healing from heartbreak by different terms, such as core healing work, emotional depth work, the alchemy of the heart, death and rebirth work, or variations of these. Most often, I'll just call it the work. All refer to the same process or aspects of it. Again, before I get into the mechanics of this practice, which I discuss at the end of this series, I want to give a comprehensive and I think crucial context for the process of emotional healing, especially vis-a-vis spirituality and spiritual practice. I open this discussion then with a quote from my favorite poet, the late Rainer Maria Rilke. In his collected letters to a young poet, Rilke expressed the disposition we need not only to endure, but to receive the greatest boons from heartbreak. He said, "If we could only align our lives in accordance with the principle that we must always trust in what is difficult, then what now appears the most daunting to us will later become our most intimate and trusted ally. Perhaps all the dragons in our lives are princesses who are waiting to see us act, if only once, with beauty and courage. Perhaps everything that frightens us is, in its most honest moment, something helpless that needs our love." Rilke's imagery of transforming dragons into princesses is reminiscent of Beauty and the Beast, the goodness that comes from facing what at first seems ugly. In the fairy tale, Beast is transformed into a handsome prince after finding true love with Beauty, his eventual bride. This life-affirming metaphorical union of yin and yang applies to our emotional work as well, wherein we love our hurts to turn them into beauty. This work, therefore, is not to perpetuate our dragons, our darkness, and our fears. Rather, is to birth princesses and princesses from us, to heal our wounds once and for all, rather than let them continue to linger, fester, sabotage, and make life ugly.